S&P futures this morning are sitting at 7,800,225, down about 20 points from yesterday's close, a decline of roughly 0.26%. That's a modest pullback in an environment where the index has been volatile on Middle East news. Not a major move, but directionally consistent with a market that's pricing in some additional geopolitical risk from the Lebanon strike and continued uncertainty around the Iran conflict's economic effects.
The deficit number is the economic story I keep coming back to, because $432 billion in a single month, July 2026, is a figure that requires context to fully absorb. For reference, the entire 2019 annual federal deficit was $984 billion. The United States is now recording monthly deficits that are nearly half that annual total. Part of this is structural. Interest payments on the existing debt have grown substantially as rates have been higher for longer. Part of it is the spending associated with defense escalation and the Iran conflict. And a portion reflects reduced revenue from various tax dynamics.
DOGE, the Department of Government Efficiency, was supposed to be the structural reform story that bent this curve. The narrative was significant reductions in federal headcount, contract cancellations, agency consolidations. Some of that happened. But the scale of what was promised versus what was delivered has always been a gap, and DeSantis is exploiting that gap specifically because he understands the Republican base's fiscal anxiety. His calculation is that by calling out DOGE's failure on his own party's turf, he positions himself as the authentic fiscal conservative for a potential 2028 run.
The Apple and Chinese memory chips instruction from the Trump administration is worth analyzing for its market implications. Apple is a major customer for memory chips. They go into iPhones, MacBooks, iPads at significant volume. DRAM and NAND flash from Chinese manufacturers like CXMT and YMTC have been getting price competitive. If Apple has to source exclusively from Samsung, SK Hynix, and Micron, there are two potential outcomes. Component costs rise and get passed to consumers, or Apple absorbs margin compression to maintain price points. Neither is ideal. The administration's instruction is consistent with broader chip supply chain security policy, but it has real cost implications.
And it puts Apple in an uncomfortable position they've been navigating carefully. They've been reducing China revenue dependence on the sales side, moving manufacturing to India and Vietnam, but the component supply side is more complex. Memory chips from Chinese manufacturers represent a different kind of dependency than assembly, and unwinding it quickly isn't straightforward.
The market at 7,802 on S&P futures is essentially saying, we're watching all of this. We're not panicking, but we're not enthusiastic either. The flatness of that movement in an environment with this many active risk factors is itself a signal. Institutional money is in a holding pattern, waiting for clarity on the Iran conflict's trajectory, the election outcome in November, and whether the Fed's rate posture shifts in response to the inflation pressures we've been describing.
The SpaceX IPO investor enthusiasm we discussed earlier exists in parallel with all this caution. That's not contradictory. It reflects the classic barbell positioning you see in uncertain macro environments, where investors simultaneously hold very safe assets and very high conviction, long duration growth bets while reducing exposure to the middle of the risk spectrum. SpaceX is the kind of 30-year infrastructure bet that institutional money is comfortable holding through short-term market volatility.